So, yeah, where do you
Use of public lands, number 17, use of.
Yes, that's where we're at, 17.
There we go.
All right.
We'll be as brief as we can. I know we've got some catching up to do, so. The use of parks and public lands, we started out with a project to try to fix an issue that we're having with some uncased firearms within parks. And as we dug into the chapters, we found a few other things that needed to get cleaned up, and this is the path that we've seen to move forward. First of all, at 4103-0116, we revised the uncased weapons restrictions to allow individuals that have uncased firearms in a vehicle or be able to move them from a boat to a vehicle or from a vehicle to a camper or store them in a vehicle. Right now that's prohibited, and we want to make the adjustments so that that's an allowed activity. We've certainly got a lot of hunting, fishing, and things that happen from boats that require either archery equipment or firearms, and we want to make sure that that's allowable. Moving on, we want to allow air guns. Right now they're prohibited. We want to make sure that they're able to be used for hunting and on designated shooting ranges. Number three, it looks like we want to finalize some different dates as it relates to some lakeside use areas, in particular Shade Hill. Allows for some earlier season hunting as well as align our hunting seasons with the extension that recently happened within the turkey season. We want to remove the rule prohibiting centerfire rifles for turkey hunting in Custer State Park. We've already got a rule that prohibits centerfire rifles, so that rule is redundant. Number five, allow crossbows as legal hunting weapons within state parks. Right now we allow archery equipment but not crossbows. Some folks with some physical impediments are required to use a crossbow, and we want to make sure that that's a legal activity. Want to repeal the allowance to hunt deer in certain state parks through January 31st. Obviously, we're just aligning that with removing that and aligning it with the regular deer seasons that have been moved back to December 31st, I believe, is the date, or January 1. Number seven brings us up to speed with the concealed carry requirements now. There's no longer a permit required. We want to make sure that that's reflected within our parks rules. We want to extend the date in Cechi Hollow for turkey hunting so that brings it in alignment with the recent changes with the turkey season. The next packages that are rules that we're going to impact are 4103-01, 1602, 04, and 05. That's just some renaming of places. Names change over the years, and we're bringing the rules up to date with what those current terms are. 4103-01-06-013. Right now, you can't discharge a firearm or a bow across the Mickelson Trail. Since we are going to allow air guns, or air guns are currently a legal weapon, we want to make sure that we establish that prohibition for air guns as well. And finally, we want to be able to make sure that air guns, which are considered a legal weapon for hunting, are allowed within the park as long as they meet those minimum requirements. And 4103-01-017, the adjustment to that would allow for that to happen. And finally, I guess that's at 4103-0117. So with that, we're asked for your approval.
Commissioner Olson.
Oh, motion, sorry. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay, so then we can have a discussion.
Scott, you know, we had quite a bit, this is Commissioner Olson, we had quite a bit of discussion a couple of years ago about air guns. And give me some examples, if you wouldn't mind, of seasons that are now going to be allowable for air guns, and or which ones it still doesn't make the mark for.
Right, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Olson, the allowance will be for cottontail rabbit, red squirrel, fox squirrel, gray squirrel, and any species defined as a predator varmint. As far as where air guns are allowed in other seasons, I don't believe we've allowed them for some other ones, but I'm certainly not the expert on that. I believe this just brings us up to speed with legal firearms in, you know, if I'm out on private land, if I'm on public land, We want to make sure that we're in compliance with in the state parks as well.
Thanks.
Are there any other comments, questions? Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd here. For those who are listening and might have a perception of, all right, now we've got all these weapons available for use in public parks, just narrow it down a little bit. It's not going to be a free-for-all in all the public parks. It relates to seasons and other specifics.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Boyd, that's correct. I mean, we certainly have exceptions right now that allow for hunting seasons. And there are some minor modifications to allow some additional days in certain areas that this finalization, you know, expands it a month in Shade Hill and some lakeside use areas. But this isn't a free-for-all open state parks hunting during the summer busy time. This is primarily in those seasons, you know, obviously fall and in some cases the spring, where hunting does take place, and we have some opportunity in state parks. We do that so in a fashion that it isn't going to interfere with our primary activity, which is day use and camping within our state parks and recreation areas. So it will not be a major impact. It'll be just slightly around those shoulder seasons.
Thank you. That addresses a safety concern, so thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Any other comments, questions? Not all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Thank you.